News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the Medical Workforce Intelligence Report from 2023 has shone a spotlight on Ireland's reliance on international doctors, and it shows how the demographics of Irish GPs is changing. We're joined by Dr. Suzanne Crowe, Medical Council President. Suzanne, it's clear that Irish doctors are getting older. Are we going to have issues in the future in terms of the demand for doctors?
No, absolutely. And I suppose it's no surprise that we're getting older. Sure, isn't everybody, but it's a case of we need to chart our way towards having a sufficient supply of doctors. I was listening to what you were saying about our changing demographics and our increasing population. Our supply of doctors is out of step with that, and we need to catch up.
Why is that? Because it's still it's a good career. I mean, it's a very noble career. Why do you think that is?
We just haven't increased our the number of doctors that we're producing sufficiently. We have increased them slowly over the last couple of decades, but not enough. And I suppose we didn't anticipate that the population would increase so much in size and also in complexity. And to be fair, we also have a lot of doctors coming in internationally and increasingly making their lives here. And we're doing our best to facilitate those numbers as well. So international doctors make a huge contribution to our healthcare system. We're very dependent on them.
Yeah, and they're incredibly welcome here and they do a really good job. Our doctors are Irish-born doctors. Are they tending to emigrate after college? Is that a factor?
A lot go to places like Australia and New Zealand for a couple of years and many come back. And that's been a feature since I was a TY guinea pig myself. So that's been going on for years. That's not the biggest influence. The biggest influence is the increase in medical staffing that we saw in the 70s and 80s. Those doctors are now at retirement age and they don't want to work in excess of 40, 50 hours anymore. And neither do the new doctors coming in.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I mean, when you think back to the old GP in a country practice, they were kind of available 7 days a week at all hours of the day. I'm guessing that's something younger doctors in particular saying, I don't want that as a career. I want my time off as well.
Yeah, it's a model that has changed. Doctors are less keen on working in single-handed practices. Many of them used to be based outside their own home and to the side of the home. And that has changed completely. Doctors want to work with other doctors and other professionals such as a GP nurse and a GP physio and psychologist. So, and that matches what patients' expectations are as well. When the patient goes to see the doctor, they want the additional supports as well. So the whole model has changed and we need to make sure that our supply of doctors keeps up with that.
So what would your message be to the Minister for Health this morning?
We need more funded places for medical students and we need to have funded places for Irish graduates in particular, so that they're supported and as many as possible stay. And we need really good supports for women in medicine and for international doctors.
Okay, Dr. Suzanne Crowe, Medical Council President, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.